11-12 remaining in this opening period of play. There's no score. Conroe with a three and out to start the ball game. Sharpless standing back at his 11-yard line. As we mentioned, Derek Dick standing back at about his 41 to receive the kick. Tigers with a good first defensive stand in tonight's ball game. The finale for 14-5A. It's a long snap count, letting it wind down. A little bit of pressure coming, and the Tigers may get that one before the night's over. That ball bounces straight up, takes a little bit of a Consol bounce, but then right up into the air. Great field position for A&M Consolidated. They'll have it at the 47-yard line with a first down and 10.
Great pressure from the outside on that punt by Ryan Richardson.
Now, I'm going to tell you, now that was close. Had he just dove a little bit, he might have been able to get his hands on the football, but with that, here comes the Consolidated Tiger offense. We'll set that lineup for you after the opening play.
I've got that as a 22-yard punt.
Quarterback Weston Garner is back into the pocket. He'll take it from the shotgun formation. Trips to the near side. Ball is far side. That's wide side is to the left. Tigers moving in from right to left to begin the ball game. One single setback. Garner with a ball, two-step drop, throws complete, Hultz at the 50, 45, 40, 35-yard line, inside at the 30, and Daniel Hultz is pinned down at the 27-yard line, but a first down 10, 18 yards on the catch and run by Daniel Hultz. What a quick strike off of the arm by Weston Garner. The Tigers striking quickly with a first down 10 deeper into Conroe territory. They mark it officially at the 28-yard line.
Good to see Consol moving the ball early in the first possession after the last couple of weeks when we've got a hard time scoring.
Xavier Jones to the right of Garner. Quick snap, handed off. Xavier dances his way over the 30, down to around the 26, a pickup of 2 yards. Weston Garner's the quarterback. Xavier Jones the tailback. Wide receivers, Josh Stewart, Tyler Spaugh, Josh Motley, and Daniel Hultz on the front of the line. Shane Ray is the center, joined at the left and right by Dan Havens and Luke Bush at the guard, Stephen King and Kyle Cavanaugh at tackle. On a second down, it's a Wildcat formation. Option play, fakes the pitch. Derek Dick to the outside at the 25-yard line and mowed down after about a 1 yard gain on the play, and that's all. Nice defensive stop by Lonnie O'Neill. It'll bring up a third down for the Tigers. They need about 8 yards for the first, but a nice fake by Derek Dick. I just think the Conroe Tigers weren't quick enough to stop and bite on the fake. Derek Dick getting about 2 yards on the play, and that's it. Garner back in at quarterback. Xavier is to his left this time. Three wideouts to the left and one to the far side. That is Cole. Tigers need to get down to around the 18-yard line for the first. So with a single setback, Garner, quick snap, bobbles it, pulls up, and now throws it down, has a receiver. That ball is tipped up into the air and almost intercepted. I think Garner did a good job to even hold on to the football, but had to rush just a little bit, was trying to find a wide-open Hultz at around the 2-yard line, but it was a good defense there by Joseph Grant to break it up. And now on a fourth down play, they'll have it at around the 25-yard line, where it'll be a fourth and long. And coming on is Dylan Moore, and they're going to attempt a field goal. This one is going to be a 42-yard field goal attempt by Dylan Moore. And Dylan can knock it down. We look at the flags. Barely any wind moving tonight at Buddy Moorhead Stadium. Tigers trying to hit on the board first. It's a scoreless tie here in Conroe with 9:45 remaining in the opening period of play. From 42 yards out, the field goal attempt by Dylan Moore. Here's the snap. The spot. The kick is up. It is long enough, and it would have been good from 60 yards. What an incredible kick by Dylan Moore, and the Tigers are on the board first with a 3-0 lead. There's a momentary break in the action. Let's pause for this. You're listening to A&M Consolidated Tiger Football.
5 plays, the drive stalled on the 21-yard line. Dylan Moore from 42 yards. That drive took a minute, 26 seconds. Consol Tigers over the Conroe Tigers, 3-0.
Well, that didn't take long to strike. You hated that the drive stalled out, especially after the opening play, but I'm kind of anxious to see what kind of defense the Tigers of Consol come back on with one more time here. They were giving Stedman Bell all sorts of fits here in the opening drive, especially from the outside. Got to like the aggressive play. And I'm not really sure the Conroe Tigers are going to be able to contain Ochoa, Dennis, and Haley on the front line. And even if there's a breakdown there, you've got that linebacking core that's just looking for somebody to hit. Dylan Moore trots on. He will kick the football away again. Three men are going to be back deep to receive for Conroe. Back deep is Markell Lee. He is flanked on either side by a couple of other receivers. I believe that is Darius Nelms and Arthur Harris. Although it was a little bit different the last time they came out here. That's not who they... Yeah, that is going to be Josh Hosley and Kurt Lynch now. So Josh Hosley and Kurt Lynch are going to be back deep to receive, along with Markel Lee. Right-footed kicker again, and Dylan Moore slings it foot, gets it in there, and this one will be bouncing into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 25-yard line. No return for Conroe once again. So the Tigers will have it at the same place they started to begin the ball game at the 25-yard line. That is the Conroe Tigers. This is the only game I recall when we were in the district before. Got to be careful on how liberally you throw out the Tigers. You're going to be right every time, but you just don't know what team you're talking about.
Confusing to those listening from home.
As if we're not week to week. It's just one of those things that's even more confusing tonight.
Well, and in trying to keep up with stats, you can't use CT. You can't use C, you can't use T.
I get that. It's just one of those difficult things for simple minds like ourselves to figure out.
That's right.
Conroe with a football moving from left to right. Second drive now. A quick give this to Day, and Day is tripped up as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Kyle Chisholm made sure that he didn't go anywhere. Also in the bottom of the pile, I believe, was Josh Haley. It was either he or Coleman Dennis. Let's give it to Coleman Dennis on the stop with Chisholm, and they hold him to a 2-yard gain on the play up to the 27-yard line. It is a second down 8. And now an official timeout. I think a helmet must have come off of Carl Smith. Nope, we do have one of the players that's down. That's right. Saw Carl Smith going off of the field, but a Conroe Tiger is down at around the 21-yard line. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well. Back with more in a moment. The Tigers have consolidated, lead it. He's up and he's about to leave. Let's just keep it right here. That is one of the linemen. I think that is Jacob Saldana, if that's number 56, and it is. Saldana is the starting right guard. And he's making his way off of the field right now, so they'll go to the depth chart, and it's Zach DeBall that will come in, the junior at right guard for Conroe. So on a second down and 8, Conroe has now lost their starting right guard, at least for a moment. It doesn't look like his injury was too serious. And we're back to action now as it's Stedman Bell in at quarterback. 3 wideouts to the right, 1 to the far side. Tigers showing blitz. They fake the handoff right up the middle. That ball is almost intercepted by Kyle Chisholm, knocked down at the 32-yard line. That's one of those that Kyle knew was too good to be true, and frankly, it was right off the arm of Stedman Bell as a rifle shot. Just couldn't hold on to the football.
Yeah, and remember, Kyle's playing with that broken thumb, and that may have had something to do with that.
All right, so on the incompletion, it now brings up a 3rd down 8, but how do you like the quick release of Stedman Bell? I mean, he really looks good out there.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah, junior quarterback for Conroe.
Scary thing is that kid will be back next year.
9:12 remaining, opening period. The Tigers have consolidated, lead it 3-0. Conroe with the ball, 3 wideouts right, quick snap, play action, and now rolling into the pocket. May have to be flushed out, and is, but the Tigers wrap him up and stop him at the 29, maybe the 30-yard line, and they really stay after him. Josh Haley is there with the first contact. Give an assist on that stop for the A&M Consolidated Tigers to Riley Garner, and with that, it will be another 3-and-out for Conroe. Derek Dick will have to punt the football away, but you got to love this swarming defense the A&M Consolidated Tigers are coming with. It doesn't matter if it's pressure on the passer or good pass defense or right there on the runner. Nice swarming job of defense for the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Conroe's Neil Sharpless trying to make good on a 22-yard punt he had just a moment ago as Derek Dick is standing back at his 37-yard line. Tigers should come out in pretty good field position. This is a better kick, maybe returnable, as Derek picks it up at the 37. And did he wave it down for a fair catch? What's the deal? All right, so the 37-yard line, there is no penalty marker for a delay there, but they must have said that he waved for a fair catch. Not sure. 37-yard line is where the Tigers will have it with a 1st down 10, moving it from right to left. They're in their road uniform whites tonight, which is good news for all of us up here, with the maroon numbers, the maroon helmets, and the maroon stripes on the shoulders. Conroe, much like a Notre Dame-type look there, with the gold helmet and the black jerseys, black pants with the gold numerals outlined in black. Tigers moving it from right to left. Second drive, first period. They lead it 3-0. Tigers go with 2 running backs, Jackson to the right, Jones to the left, and it's Weston Garner with twin receivers near side. That is the short side of the field, 1 man to the far side. on a first down 10 for A&M Consolidated. Long snap count. They give it to Brandon Jackson looking for a block. There's no place to go. Just reverses field at around the 34-yard line. Gets maybe 2 yards on the play, and that's it. But really, nobody fooled for Conroe that time as Lonnie O'Neill comes up, one of the captains, to make the stop on Brandon Jackson.
Yeah, Conroe, defensive lineman, ran him all the way to the sideline. He had nowhere to go. He did a good job. He slipped. Did a good job of staying up, but only gained a couple of yards on that one.
An entire underclassman linebacking core for Conroe with Lonnie O'Neill, Thomas Gillen, and Damian Harris, all juniors. Tyron Wallace is a sophomore. Out of the gun, four-step drop, wide open, ball caught on the fly at the 50-yard line. Nice little spin move down to the 45. That was a nice catch and run by the Consol Tigers' Kerry Thomas, and it's a first down 10 into Conroe territory at the 44-yard line. Nice throw up in the pocket. Weston Garner, cool under pressure. He fires a rocket just to the left of the 50-yard line and finds Kerry Thomas. The rest was a nice little run. And now we have 2 men in motion same time, a flag down, and the A&M Consolidated Tigers' big completion will come all the way back.
I hate to see that one go back. That you need to see that one on game film. That was a good play by Kerry Thomas.
Nice route run by Thomas. That'll all be negated after the penalty as the Consol Tigers had 2 men in motion. They'll mark it back at the 34-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 one more time. Well, I don't know where they mark it. Only from the 37 back to the 34. That's a 3-yard penalty in my book. Unless
now, remember, they had an offensive run for 2 yards.
Got it. You're right.
From the 39.
All right. In motion goes Jones, far flat. He's wide open if they want him. They give it to him, 35-yard line, 40, and he gets a little of that yardage back. It'll be short of the first down, I think, by about 5 yards. It'll bring up a third down for Consol, now a manageable 5 needed for the first. Nice catch and run as we saw the play unfold, and Xavier wide open in the far flat in front of the Conroe bench.
That was a nice show of the arm strength of Weston Garner there. He threw that ball even though it was over in the flat. That had to be a 10-yard pass.
Tigers need 5 to move the sticks. It is now a third down. And now out of the Wildcat formation again, Derek Dick comes in. It's Brandon Jackson to his right, trips to the left, to the right rather. And 1 man to the far side. Out of the gun, Wildcat formation, quarterback keeper, pitch back last minute, way behind Jackson. He has to fall on it at the 30-yard line. Not really sure why we keep running the Wildcat. I haven't seen it net many yards all season long. What, 15 and about 30 tries? Maybe that's an exaggeration, but it's not far off. And with that, a bad pitch back from Derek Dick pins him back all the way at the 30-yard line. Huge loss on the play, and the Tigers will be on to kick this football away with a punt.
I'm going to venture out here, but I'm going to say Derek Dick is not left-handed. He's coming around the left side and just threw that over the head of the running back.
Yep, you're a smart man
here. How about that?
All right, 2 wide outs to the near side, 1 to the far side for the Tigers as they go in deep punt formation. Just do get that one over, and end over end gets a big bounce for the Consol Tigers inside the 20. Bounced all the way down to the 16. They watch it roll dead at the 15-yard line, so the Conroe Tigers will have it at their own 15 to start this, the third drive of the night. You may have to remind me about the name of the punter, as Grady Chisholm was the one that gave us the name last time. Mark the yardage on this one.
55 yards.
Man, that's a nice one, and it helps a lot when the ball takes a nice little bounce on the turf here. I need to look up your text from a week ago. That was helpful, and your mic's not hot yet, but you let me know what it needs to be. All right, so from the 15-yard line, the Tiger D is back onto the field to play as Conroe takes it over from their own 15-yard line. And who's the punter on this one?
Number 62, Josh Schechter.
Got it. Josh Schechter. All right. On a first down, delay give goes to Day. Not much running room across the 15-yard line. And Larry Day is wrapped up before he can get going. And that's going to be a short gain on the play. Maybe 1 yard, and that's about it. It'll bring up a second down and 9. All right. So with 6:09 remaining in the first quarter of play, the Tigers have consolidated to have a lead at 3-0 thanks to a Dylan Moore 42-yard field goal.